Matthew's Gospel tells us that this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But when, after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means "God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Thank you, John. We will now pray. If I can get this mic up. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus.
Especially if they are half shut because we're tired of looking, or half open because we fear to see too much, or blurred with tears because yesterday, today, and tomorrow are filled with same pain, or contracted because we only look at what we want to see. Open our eyes, Lord, to gently scan the life we lead, the home we have, the world we inhabit, and so to find among the gremlins and the grayness signs of hope we can fasten on and encourage.
Give us, whose eyes are dimmed by familiarity, a bigger vision of what you can do, even with hopeless cases and lost causes and people of limited ability. Show us the word. Show us the world as in your sight, riddled by debt, deceit, and disbelief, yet also shot through with possibility for recovery, renewal, and redemption. At lest we fail to distinguish vision from fantasy, today, tomorrow, this week, open our eyes to one person or one place where we, being even for a moment prophetic, might identify and wean potential in the waiting.
And with all this, open our eyes in yearning for Jesus. On the mountains, in the cities, through the corridors of power and streets of despair, to help, to heal, to confront, to convert. O come, Emmanuel. Now this is where the previous bit was prophetic. I shouldn't have put the same song in twice, because we are now going to sing again. O come, Emmanuel. Can I ask that this time we sing it as a prayer, fill our hearts with the emotions allow our hearts to open to what God has done for us. As we sing for peace on earth, think of the suffering of those in war zones, refugee camps, those who are hungry and abused. We'll sing O Come, Come Emmanuel, and we're going to sing it from the screen, not the books.